out of the shotgun right. Thompson takes the play action under pressure. He's going to be sacked back inside of UCLA territory. He makes it to the 48-yard line, and he's brought down by Evan Weaver. So pistol formation now going to shotgun right. Thompson with Kelly at his right hip. He takes the snap, throws a screen pass over to the right side, and staying in bounds and getting the touchdown is going to be Demetric Felton. Gavin Reinwald in the left slot for the Bears. Empty backfield, 2x3 formation with the receivers going left to right now. Brown Jr. in motion. Garber's back to pass, throws it right side, and he's got Mekhi Polk running free. 30, 20, 10, touchdown, California, 44 yards. All over to the right side. Thompson takes the snap from the empty backfield at the 40-yard line. He's tangled up and sacked at the 50. Huge big bring down there. That's Ben Hawk Schreider, the outside linebacker. High right formation. Garber's trying to punch his way in. No signal yet. We're seeing what the officials say. Where his knee is down, where the ball crossed the plate. And yes, touchdown, California, from 1 yard out. Chase Garber's brings it to the house.
Talked to head coach Dan Sabella of Don Bosco Prep before this game. He said he loves the confidence out of his team captain, Minicucci, and he said it's what gets the entire team going. Now on a first down, empty backfield for Minicucci with a pump fake. A deep lob down the left side. Passes intercepted. Jatorian Mack inside the 10 with the takeaway from the Ironmen. 10 minutes, 41 seconds left to go in the first here. And now Edgewater's offense comes out onto the field. They do like to run that quarterback power on the first play of the game. And we're going to see if we get that here. So Chase Carter, the quarterback for the Edgewater Eagles in the backfield. And as left hip, that's who else but C.J. Baxter. So gun left, 1x2 formation. Kai Bates, the receiver, they're going to pass this one first, robbing it up for Kai Bates, and was absolutely nowhere close. Coverage made in the secondary by Matthew Severin, but he didn't really have to cover much. Omari Walker and Nolan James back to receive. James had a good return last time, brought it all the way up to the 40, and he'll have another go of it as he receives it from the 10. And he's good at it when he gets into open space in the middle, but that time swallowed up by the Edgewater special teams unit. Made it to around the 25-yard line, brought down by Kalen Meadows. The snap to Minicucci, now Heath with some room to go on the right side. First down and then some extra yards. A strong run by Heath inside the 10 is where he will be brought down with under 8 minutes left to go in the first period here. Jaden Brown able to make the tackle, otherwise he was gone for 6 points. It's still a 10-point game. First down and about 11 yards to go. Edgewater standing in their end zone. Not the best field position. How about you have first down, 11 to go from your 1 yard line, but you give it to the Texas commit. Chase Baxter up the middle as he tried to turn the corner. They, great job of plugging the gaps. One of the things that Don Sabella said at the beginning is he said the key to stopping Baxter comes down to football assignment, which on defense means maintaining what's called run fits, Alvin.
So bang, here we go. America's game of the week. And it starts off as a touchback. So here comes Jones. They've had two quarterbacks as their starters this year, Alvin, both as seniors. So the immediate snap to Christopher Tooley, who's going to dump it off to the right side, incomplete for Derek Rogers, his main target all season long. Christopher Tooley, in their last game, he threw for 4 touchdown passes and ran for another score, bringing his touchdown total up to 11 passing on the season with his tailback. That is Jerrion Parker at his right hip.
Like they say, it's supposed to favor the underdog. How about C.J. Baxter on this one? There's no way. Actually, there is. He is that guy. 30, 20, someone's coming for him. Nobody's going to get him. Touchdown, Edgewater. 96 yards to the house. C.J. Baxter, a man amongst children. And Edgewater with another score.
Well, a hurricane almost halted the game last week. This week, nothing could stop this inevitable matchup from happening. Tampa Bay Tech visits the Edgewater Eagles at Frank Lowe Stadium here in Orlando, Florida, for our FHSAA Game of the Week, presented by the NFHS Network. And for those of you just joining us, we've been here all season, but Jesse O, Alvin Del Vey, our producer and executive producer is Josh Vandergriff. Braden Carter is our statistician. And, you know, we're so happy to be back with you here for the state regional semifinals as the Eagles are taking on the Titans. And both of these teams, Alvin, let's bring you in here, have done a pretty good job of maintaining themselves this season. The Titans, a tough opponent, come in at 9-2 into this game. And they have a quarterback that absolutely likes to sling the rock. So CJ visited them a few weeks back on one of their bye weeks. He's going to go to Texas and play with Arch Manning. Incredible. Not a bad gig to have, I will say. But speak of college football quarterbacks of the future, he's going to be in the league. So Sonny Justice, A.J. Howard, and Samaj Fleming are back to receive for the Edgewater Eagles. And on the other side to kick this one away, it'll be Edward Gwynn. So here we go. The Tampa Bay Tech Titans and the Edgewater Eagles here in this regional semifinals in Orlando, Florida. Bang! The ball is live and here we go. And Sonny Justice dropped that one in the end zone, but it will be a touchback to start off the game. So here comes the Edgewater Eagles offense led by Chase Carter, who's going to come out having completed 46 passes on 108 attempts for 596 yards. So almost eclipsing that 600 yards mark. And four touchdowns to no interceptions. Receptions has done a good job of taking care of the ball. We're watching the return of CJ Baxter, 134 carries for 1,213 yards and 11 touchdowns.
That is insanity.
And Chase Carter likes to keep it on the ground himself as they motion Caden Shields-Dutton over. A flag comes out. Here's Caden Harrison inside the 10 to punt this one away. Jaden McKay back to receive this one, who lets it bounce into Tampa Bay Tech territory. Past the 50, and they will take it from the 47-yard line, left hash. By the way, Javian McKay was your guy last game, Alvin. Had five receptions for 126 yards, broke one away for 64 yards. It was one of his longest receptions this season, and in that game, it was his longest as well. 1-by-2 formation with the receivers going left to right. Xavier Washington is the quarterback. We'll take the snap at the 45-yard line, and he gives it off to Ganey, who runs towards the outside. Now he's got a little bit of room to go. A good pickup of 7 yards on first down, and he brings it inside the 35 with under 7 minutes to play here in the first quarter. I really don't want to go home. That was thrilling. My heart's still racing. You know, I got a lot more energy in me now. Maybe I'll just go do couple sprints on the field and
this was good for
call it a night. It was very good for me. Anyways, you ready to go?
Oh man, let's get it.
All right, 28-24 is the final in this regional semifinals game. Edgewater advances to the regional finals. We'll find out tomorrow morning who they will be playing, and then that game will be played next Friday night at a location to be determined, but we'll see. So for everyone that helps make these broadcasts possible, for Alvin Del Vey, for our executive producer, Josh Vandergriff, I'm Jesse O, saying good night on a beautiful Friday night under the lights. Edgewater picks this one up 28-24. They're moving on. So we'll see you, and we'll see where they're at next Friday night. Good night.